This will be a guided meditation, so sorry if you're very comfortable but would like not to have so many words. Feel very free to go out to have your silence. But I'll be speaking more than usual during this meditation. So feel very free to go to your own spot outside to be silent if you prefer. Leaving room for what is here already. Feeling back of body, if you wish. Letting the body, like a ball of sand that's been packed together, letting it fall apart. Feeling the movements of what we call the breath. The space in and around the body. The contact with your ground. The welcome. Absolute welcome as you are, physically, mentally, etc. Absolute welcome. You belong to here. Out breath. What had been body is now outside of the body. In breath, what had been outside is inside. Participates in body. Feeling the waves of the breath, however far they reach through the pool of aliveness we call body. Being open to feel the space around the body as as if there's this wider space of us that includes the body experience, but what we are is maybe as if bigger. Feeling the movements of the heart and the blood. Within the field of body. Resting back fully. Receiving softly. The different sensations that come, like snowflakes falling, landing. Not without substance and not with much substance. Momentary. Perhaps opening to feel the workings of the cellular life, the cells doing their thing. The body of cooperating cells. Completely within reach of our feeling and completely outside of the reach of our control or knowing. But within reach of feeling, just feeling that livingness. Resting back fully open to your life. Breathing cells. Allowing a losing track of where you begin and end. Allowing a sensing or imagining of your life as spaciousness that allows and includes bodily life, body sensations. Breathing out. Breathing in. a kind of circle of life happening within a vast space without limit. Warm and cool, precious life circle. Relaxing back. So the body sensations are just another thing happening. They're not the only reference point of what we are. All that the senses take in, the light that comes through your eyelids and the sounds, etc. And the flashes of body experience. Allowed. And allowed to be part of a mystery, like kind of sprinkling of stars somewhere that somehow hold together, somehow have energy, brightness. But now tuning more into the space that allows that. And the space within that. And resting back. experiencing wide. Allowing. Like the night sky. As always, if you're in your own flow, stay with it. If you want to stay with this part of the meditation, stay with it. Definitely. But I also will introduce a technique so that you have it with you. For the first time or refreshing the experience. So having the night sky allowing, tuning into the spaciousness that allows our experience to pop up. Having that be our meditation cushion or mattress or whatever, where we rest. And from there, without hurrying and without trying too hard, but staying with it also, we can take step two. Goodness of life. Not good, bad, but just the richness. So you can remember a moment that you felt good for not necessarily a particular reason. You may have felt, this is life. Or now I can die. Or what is this? In any situation. In nature, in conversation. Just waking up. Just going to sleep in a dream, in physical intimacy, maybe feeling welcome, feeling at home, maybe feeling lightness or joy, ease or freedom. Maybe there's no word. Getting as if for the first time, if it's not the first time, the new texture today. Because you're a new person today. Letting that contact with that memory come across. Clear, intense, simple. Probably very ordinary in one way and full in another. Remembering vividly if you wish, or if you have the texture, letting the texture already start to
trickle or flood through you, body and mind, if you wish. There may be a feeling of the body getting more heavy as well as more expansive as you feel the memory and the atmosphere or quality or feeling. Felt sense. And not to be too much perfectionist with it. If you notice that you think you're wrong, then maybe you're not. If you think it's not enough, maybe it is. Just feeling where there is not permission to go into that feeling, that space. Just noticing. And then maybe as if you as a child or as if you're somebody else, letting it take over, if possible. And if not, letting it be a trickle, a small stream. Running through your veins, through your bloodstream, bathing the cells, the brain, the mind, the heart, where it hurts and where it's easy, both longing for that same thing. Resting back into the night sky. This is natural, though we're using artificial technique to come to natural. Letting the cells have their remembering of the goodness. Floating in that, getting drunk on that. Melting into it, or whatever. So there may be an image or word that help you stay connected. Feel free to use that. Let it be bigger than the body. The body surrounded and filled and also in. So gradually really filling leaving room for a natural expansive feeling with the goodness and letting it expand as if it would flow through your cells and through your skin to fill the room, which is also natural, though we use an artificial way to remember the experience. It's ordinary. Space allowing everything that's already happening, including what we don't know. goodness that sparks an interest in the cells and expands through and beyond what we think we are. Just feeling if there's a lightness in the texture, a smoothness, if it feels liquid or more airy or more grounded. Like honey or wet clay or what. And then if it's cool or warm, expansive or embracing, or both, or all of that, or something else. Letting it spread out, recognizing that we all long for that intimacy with that. Flowing in that intimacy with life. And is it mine to hold on to hold back? Where does it come from? Letting it come through fully and feeling the goodness of fully letting it go through. Touching others in the room. Bringing a deep smile. Perhaps passing through the ground, walls, roof. Touching trees. Touching life. Yours and not yours. Given to you and given away. Letting it fly. Resting back down into the back, the wide, allowing night sky. Step 3, remembering a moment of difficulty, not too big, not too small. But small is usually good enough. Something that you could feel if you felt impatience waiting in line, if you felt worried about yourself or someone else or something, the world, you felt really tired, confused, lonely, embarrassed, etc., whatever. Just pick one. Or let one pick you for today. So that's easy to feel, but not at all anywhere near overwhelming. Not your worst nightmare. And first and last, recognizing that you're not alone in feeling that. And that there's the way that we think we are the ones thinking that, feeling that, alone, ashamed, wrong, weak, small, less than, or whatever. So from the beginning, recognizing already and opening it up, the actual intimacy through feeling this difficult feeling, not too difficult. Our belonging to humanity that we didn't necessarily sign up for or whatever, here we are, and it comes with it. And what to do? It hurts. And so not ashamed, or including the shame with it as another common daily experience of everyone in the room, everyone on the planet, pretty much. Nearly. Including also other animals many times. So what was secret is open and can be felt. Can be felt with unknowing and undoing, just meeting, resting into the wide allowing, no resolution in sight, no hurry, no job, no busyness, just what is the feeling actually? Feeling a bit rejected or outside or whatever. Feeling exposed, not wanting to be seen or wanting to be seen. We've all been there, and some of us are there now with you. What's it feel like? Is it heavy or uprooted, ungrounded? Or both. Is it uncentered, or does it feel like at the deepest core? Dark or bright, sharp, or slippery, fast or stuck? Or somehow all of that, maybe. Ordinary. Nothing special. And just feel it. And just notice there will be resistance to feeling it. That's also completely normal. Understandable. And what if we include the resistance as fully part of the difficult feeling? Simple. So kind of like, I feel this and I feel that I shouldn't feel this. I think that I shouldn't feel this and I feel pressure or disconnection or allowing. Sometimes it feels we need to be really careful. And so then don't stay too long with that difficult feeling. Go back to the mode of allowing night sky or connecting with the texture of goodness experientially. And that's a really good skill, to feel a bit of the negative, the difficult, and then to flow in another way. And sometimes we can fully feel that we're not alone in that experience and it's not our fault. And there's a kind of response of like, okay, there's room for that feeling. And anybody who's feeling that, I could let it in. There's enough space. And so the next step, relaxing again. Coming out of the shoulders and chest or whatever and trying too much. Feeling the world with you included. Connecting to the texture of goodness in your own way, as we did before. Letting it fill and letting it have its expansive nature, letting it flow through you. Like the mouth of a spring, opening it out, filling the room. Filling you, filling the room. And then briefly visiting the texture of the difficult. If you notice that it's starting to turn on the whole negativity of your whole life, so then stop. And either choose a much smaller individual moment that you felt something hard to feel. Or just stop for now and go to night sky or texture of goodness or just resting. Change the channel in some way. It's the most important skill we can have. The most helpful. If we notice the negativity taking over, the pain taking over, the sense of smallness or not enough or whatever, to let that be in an embrace of something bigger. To feel what isn't that, to feel that there is also aliveness and space and love and lightness, etc. So if it happens to be possible just now, then we make this radical shift in strategy. And instead of pushing away what we don't like, we breathe it in. We let the allowing that we are use the in-breath to welcome what was unwelcome. Just because of its unpleasantness, just because it was difficult, we thought it was wrong. Just because it was powerful or whatever. But a deeper welcome works through the in-breath and actually pulls the texture in, the dark or the heavy or the prickly or whatever, with our resistance to it as part of the heaviness and pressure. The heat or the cold. Here you are, and that's all. And at first it's just, okay, here we are in the living room with nothing to say to each other. And then the out-breath connecting to the texture of goodness, filling and flowing. Just for its own sake. Why not? And then the in-breath again. So at first we may need to take more time than the actual breath cycle. Just taking your time. But whenever you're ready and you can feel the texture, then, okay, the next in-breath, the texture of the difficult again with the in-breath, is allowed to come in. It's allowed to have space. And even welcome tenderness. Okay. No problem. Maybe feeling it in the body, in your body. The location and the shape and the color and the texture and just letting it come and be like floating in allowing. No big deal. No matter what a big deal it may be. No big deal. Energy. Not in our control. Allowed to be felt, allowed to be welcome without any fight. Fight is included in the difficult. And then the out-breath again. With as much living intensity, as much of a live quality. That moment of feeling welcome, feeling as you are already good enough. No need to do more. Or whatever, visit. That lightness and silkiness or whatever coming, filling and overflowing with the out-breath or with an out-breath. Neither the difficult nor the delicious quite our creation or in our hands, both kind of given, and so simply met, allowed. Giving up our fight with it all. Trying to get more of the good and less of the bad, etc. It's a big intimacy. And then what about what we consider to be outside of ourselves? All those people in the world right now feeling that feeling in whatever situation and wishing to be happy, safe, and free. How is it to kind of take the top off, open the windows? With the out-breath, letting that flow through all the way, far and wide. People you know and people you don't know and you will never meet. Animals, the ground. And with the in-breath, all of that energy heaviness of sorrow, heat of hatred, density of shame, What happens if we fully receive it? In wide allowing. Just making some experiments with resistance and when the resistance can be out of the way somehow or other. Isn't the resistance trickier than the actual difficulty? Isn't the idea of anger harder than the feeling of anger? So just for a few more minutes in your own rhythm, playing with this flow or just resting. Letting go of the technique. And then in the last minute or so, just resting with whatever part of the meditation felt more at ease for you, or leaving it out, just quietly being here as yourself.